Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Baron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
Because Amanda and Baron are having conversations.
Yes, and we have Julie Hoy in, who is running for mayor for the third time. Mayor for the third time, but in here with us for the third time.
This is the third time she ran for mayor. But it's Monday morning. I can't think of a better way to start a Monday than with Julie singing
yes.
to us.
Singing to you?
Sing us a song.
Would you grace us with a song, Julie?
Let's see. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
I think that's a great way to start a Monday.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, it is. Everybody, welcome Julie Boy.
Just a big old pause. Let that just
play it back and sing along.
Sing along.
Well, and I calmed me.
Me too. Music calm. It does.
Yes.
Well, and I think the great thing about God directing you to that song is, you know, I'm sitting here looking at pamphlets that I've seen floating around the community, and that really is kind of who you are. I think that you want to let our city shine in a much better light than have over the last several years.
Yep, and to access the wisdom and gifts and intelligence of the people in the full community. Not be working inside a building where things are just kept there, but to actually listen to what's going on and what the hearts and minds of the people are feeling right
Absolutely.
Now.
Well, I'm going to read something directly from one of your flyers.
Okay.
And the great thing about this flyer, and I don't know if this was your idea or someone in your campaign, but one side is all Spanish.
Okay.
The other side is English.
Oh, it's the first time that that's ever been done.
I'm not sure if it's the first time it's ever been done, but that's a good thing.
It is a good thing. I thought that was the first time.
Well, even if it isn't the first time, a lot of the wards you live in will benefit from seeing this in those languages. But I love your very first priority, rebuild trust by listening and showing up. That is just huge right there.
Yeah.
Just huge.
Yeah. There was actually a few times, I think it was like a year or two back, where I reached out to Chris Hoy. There was something going on in the city, I can't recall, and I wanted to bring him in to discuss what was going on. And I reached out so many times, and he didn't give me the time of day. And it was kind of frustrating because I wish I remembered what the issue was, but it was important, and I'm going over time, so I'm going to cut it. Hey guys, it's Amanda and Baron, and in studio with us is Julie Hoy. And on our last break, we were kind of talking about how you show up. You show up, you listen, and you... I know I've spoken to you about a lot of things, and you don't make me feel silly or less than, and I'm really comfortable being able to approach you because you make me feel valued.
Oh, wow.
And I think that that's really important.
Well, showing up and listening are like two of my favorite things to do.
Yes.
Yeah, I really do appreciate it. And everyone is living life, and the things that they're dealing with in their life within this city do matter to them. It's important. Whatever it is you're dealing with, I do want to know about it.
Yeah.
And if there's anything I can do to be helpful, I want to show up for that.
Absolutely.
Well, and I know that I met Julie initially almost 6 years ago when I first started. Wasn't even kicking cancer back then. It was just an idea, like, you know, what could I... But I got a business that I'm trying to start, and I go to Chamber, and I meet Julie, because, you know, it's Geppetto's pizza, cheese on top. But I remember having conversations, and I was just the scared new guy at Chamber, and you took the time to listen to, you know, what I had to say, even back then. So that's definitely one of your... God-given traits.
Truly. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I want to give a big shout-out to on your flyer here. And both the mailer I got to my house and a flyer I picked up in the community, Julie's endorsed by the Salem Police Employees Union.
That's huge.
And the Salem Professional Firefighters.
Yes.
So both our law enforcement and our firefighters are endorsing you for mayor.
And I couldn't be prouder of that, actually. Those are two groups that provide public safety.
Yeah.
Which is at the top of my list. And I've found lately a way to talk about it that's interesting, I think, and different and new for me. And that is... It's one thing to say public safety and for people to imagine, you know, police on every corner or something like that, or fire in every, you know, fire department folks everywhere. And it's deeper than that for me. Public safety to me is a sense of security.
Yes.
It's a general feeling that we are safe here.
Yeah.
and that when I need help, somebody's going to come. And that people are making decisions in leadership that are going to create an atmosphere that is safe, mm-hmm. that we can operate in, that we can run our businesses in, that we can go to businesses and shop. So we can come out of our house and not feel like we've got to look left and right every time we peek our head out the door. You know, I want that back. I yeah. want that inherent feeling of safety.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I know personally, our family moved to this area initially in the 90s. And at the time, my kids, who were much younger then, would go to Salem Center. And I didn't have a problem at all with them just taking the bus, going to Salem Center, hanging out with their friends. There is no way that I would feel comfortable now with my kids just going to Salem Center. It's just, it's that safety that you're talking about. And I think we've got about 10 seconds left. But when we come back, some of the ideas that you have on how we can try to rebuild that in our community.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back, you guys. Stay tuned. Hey guys, it's Amanda and Barron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio, and we are just chatting here with Julie Hoy. And on our last break, we were talking about having that sense of security again, mm-hmm. that sense of safety. Mm-hmm. So how do we approach something like that?
Well, I can give you an example. I was inspired last Friday night at the presentation on gun violence here in Northeast Salem, which took place, the police department hosted that, mm-hmm. took place at Chemeketa, and the mayor was there. During the presentation, you know, a lot of information was given, data from information that's been gathered over time. And Northeast Salem has been identified as a hotspot mm-hmm. for violence, and that's why we're having these meetings. During the meeting, neighbors got up and shared about their frustrations, about the homeless, about violence in the parks, about people using drugs openly and wanting to bring your children to the park but feeling like you can't.
Yeah.
And at the end of the presentation, the bottom line, I felt, message was, you know, we're going to have three more of these meetings, and by the end of the year, we're going to have put together a plan. And I thought, the end of the year? Summer's coming.
Yeah.
And these kids are going to be out of school.
Yeah.
There's going to be more time on your hands. There's going to be longer days, you mm-hmm. know, and less supervision. And I really want to have something in place for those neighbors before summer comes.
Yeah.
Even if it's a volunteer group that goes and knocks on the door and says, hey, I just want you to know I'm here and I care about you. Somebody that just goes and hangs in the park with a group. Mm-hmm. You know, during those times of difficulty. One park in particular is 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Every day, the same guy shows up and smokes dope right in front of everybody and the children and all that, trying to play on the equipment. Mm-hmm. I'm not okay with that.
Yeah.
They're not okay with that. I'm not okay with that.
So you said two things. We've got about 30 seconds.
Sure.
Two things that really caught my ear. When you said we're going to have three more meetings, my first thought is how many meetings for the meeting, for the meeting, for the meeting before you make a decision? And that's always a frustration for me on many levels of
yeah.
government. But
and the fact that this isn't a new issue either.
I got to say, though, that I appreciate the effort. And
yes.
We're making this effort.
At least we're starting.
And we're making this effort based on data.
Yeah.
And we're addressing the parts of the community that are suffering the greatest.
Well, absolutely. And the other one is just showing up. We'll touch on that in 30 minutes.
All right, we'll be right back. You guys, stay tuned. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Barron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
We're just having a great conversation with, hopefully we can say, Mayor Julie Hoy.
Yes.
but there's a couple of dates that I think are really critical for the listeners, Julie. There's three specific ones. Can you remind us what those dates are?
You bet. You have to be registered to vote by April 30th.
Which is tomorrow.
April 30th is tomorrow.
It's
yes.
tomorrow.
You're right.
So don't waste your time, people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's coming up.
Yeah.
And first week of May, the ballots will come out in the mail.
Okay.
And then May 21st is Election Day. And we want this over and done with
yes.
May 21st.
Well, mm-hmm. and this is, you've been on the show before. I think this is critical to remind people that this is not like a primary that goes to the general in October.
Correct.
If you do not vote before May 21st, whichever Hoy gets elected, you are, is going to be your mayor.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And if you would like the she Hoy versus the he Hoy, you need to vote for Julie, not Chris.
Right. And are, is there any relation between you guys?
None whatsoever.
Okay. I just want to clarify that because I think that's important.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny you say that because the flyer that I have, which listeners cannot see, but it says same name, no relation, different priorities.
Absolutely.
That's really a powerful statement.
True.
It's a very powerful statement.
Do you still need like volunteers to make phone calls or go door knocking or anything?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Visit my website, julieforsalem.com.
What's the website?
Julieforsalem.com.
One more time.
That's julieforsalem.com.
Yes.
So you can sign up there if you want a sign for your yard, if you want palm cards to walk around and talk to your neighbors and make sure that they're informed.
Yeah.
That's a great way to do that. We can get you the materials that you need. You can also show up to walk and knock. There's a schedule for that. So go on the website, get signed up, and you can participate in any way you're capable.
I love that.
Well, and I would love to read just something from your flyer that this actually came to my house, and that's why I wanted to bring it in, because I got it, you know, to my house. But it says, this is a lady in town. It just says, Salem Mom. Her name is there. I won't tell her name. But her direct quote says, Julie cares about us and is the only candidate prioritizing public safety, keeping our kids and streets safe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a quote from one of your fans.
I love her. Darlene.
You know,
I love Darlene.
See, I didn't say her name. You did.
Yeah.
But the other thing it says right here on it, make sure you choose the right hoy on May 21st, because mm-hmm. you only have that up until the 21st.
Yeah.
To you guys are not related, just the same last name.
Fill out those ballots and get them in.
Yes, it's
priorities.
Important. Your vote does matter. I know that I used to think my one little measly vote didn't matter, but it matters more than I can ever put into words.
It really does. Mm-hmm. And we can do something about the small picture, which is our local government.
Yeah.
And we need to be doing that work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my one big shout out in our last 20 seconds to Julie, because I did do my part when it came to this firefighter who the city council was not going to pay his widow the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Julie was on vacation in Italy, and it was 2 a.m. when you zoomed in, but she zoomed in from 2 a.m. in Italy to make sure her vote did count on that issue.
Because she shows up and listens.
She does show up.
Thank you, Julie. One more time, what's your website?
julieforsalem.com.
Awesome. All right, have a blessed day.